The British pound has taken a knock as results come in for the UK's referendum on European Union membership. Gibraltar was the first British territory that announced its result, where an overwhelming nearly 96% of voters backed Remain. Then in the English city of Newcastle, the Remain camp just narrowly won. The first Leave victory went to Sunderland, where over a whopping 61% were anti-EU. Several other areas are also showing to be opting out. Whatever the outcome of the divisive vote, the consequences are thought to change the political landscape of Britain for many years to come.
The moment that is bound to shape the future of British politics has finally arrived. Voting kicked off in the EU referendum across the United Kingdom, with polls closing at 10 p.m. local time. For long-time left campaigners like Alessio Gentile, both the in and Brexit arguments have left a bitter taste.
I think the result's going to be grim and horrific either way, because right now we're having the Remain side basically scaremonger, I mean, people into voting to Remain. We're having like the big banks and that obviously on the Remain side saying to people to vote Remain or else it's going to be apocalypse. But at the same time as well, we're having the far right on the Leave side basically just say if you vote to Remain, the world's going to end and the only way we're going to take back control, as I like to say, is by voting out. And it's quite uncomfortable because it's quite nasty and jingoistic.
Scotland has more at stake than most, with SNP leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon promising to put the independence conversation back on the agenda. There were mixed views on the government's position in Scotland.
If she returns to that question, then let the people of Scotland get another chance to decide what they want. You know, they should. It was very close from what I've read. I've only been in this country since last year, September. I've learned a lot since then of what's going on between the relationship between Scotland and Westminster. However, yeah, it wouldn't be a bad thing to revisit and see what people actually think.
Well, I feel quite strongly that we just had the referendum and democracy had its say, and it was firmly that we did not want an independent Scotland. And I feel that she would betray the Scottish people and the whole process of democracy if they try and bring that up again.
I'll have to rethink my thoughts as to whether I want to remain in the UK if we leave Europe. I think I'm leaning towards out of the UK. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we'll wait and see.
Scotland's relationship with the Union has always been a rather complicated one, with the EU referendum simply adding an additional layer to that relationship. Now with so much at stake, it'll be very nervous politicians both south and north of the border. Amina Taylor, Press TV, Glasgow.